often confused as comedy, sarcasm is humor's dark side. Before you confuse being funny with sarcasm, take a look at the intent of the statement. Are you just trying to be funny, or are you trying to hurt someone's feelings? Sarcasm is intended to put others down. At the root of this hurtful communication tool is insecurity, anger, and/or social awkwardness. Sarcasm can be used as a passive-aggressive way to assert dominance. Someone who is both upset and afraid to discuss the reason for his or her anger may use sarcasm instead of sharing real feelings. Socially awkward people who aren't good at reading others or aren't sure how to carry on a conversation often use sarcasm to sound playful. However, this is just another form of insecurity. It's important to note that irony and sarcasm are not the same thing. Quite simply, if no one is being insulted, then it's not sarcasm. An example of sarcasm is when you get an F on an exam and someone says, "Nice job, Einstein." Or when you make a pitch or a presentation, someone says, "Tell me something I don't know." Sarcasm is a statement meant to mock or ridicule another person. The term has its origins from a Greek word meaning to tear flesh, bite the lip in rage, snare. According to Merriam-Webster, sarcasm is designed to cut or give pain. Sarcasm is pretty common in many settings, and unfortunately, sarcastic people often don't recognize how hurtful their words can be. But sarcasm should not be overlooked or ignored by the person targeted, or it can become a cancer within your organization or social circle and bring down a group's overall morale. The pitch challenge today: try a more genuine approach response by taking everything a sarcastic person says as a literal comment. For example, if someone sarcastically says, "I didn't recognize you without all the makeup you usually pile on," then respond with genuine concern. "Oh, wow, really? Do you think people have trouble recognizing that it's me when I don't use makeup?" Using a genuine response to sarcasm forces the sarcastic person to respond and explain him or herself. It also reinforces that you did not see the sarcastic comment as funny or insulting. When the sarcastic person must explain the sarcasm, it ruins his or her dark comedy act, and soon you will not be seen as an available victim for future sarcasm because it doesn't work on you. It also forces a real conversation so you can hopefully start to break down the sarcastic person's insecurity, anger, or social awkwardness. And if they don't want to engage with you in a real conversation, they will quickly move on to another victim.